My Grammar and I, or should that be me? A bit about sex. The English language does not have a singular pronoun that encapsulates both genders. It used to be that the masculine was deemed to embrace the feminine, but 1960s feminism put a stop to that sort of hanky-panky and has left us with a grammatical problem ever since. In the beginning, about 13.7 billion years ago, to be reasonably precise, there was a very, very small dot. The dot, which was hot and incredibly heavy, contained everything that was and everything that ever would be, all crammed into the tiniest area possible. The dot, which was under enormous pressure due to all that it contained, exploded, and it duly scattered everything that was or ever would be across what was now about to become the universe. Every now and then, a building seeps into popular culture. One thinks of John Lautner's Elrod residence playing a part in the Bond film Diamonds Are Forever, or George Wyman's Bradbury building in Blade Runner. Such was the case with Charles Deaton's Sculptured House, which played a starring role in Woody Allen's 1973 sci-fi comedy Sleeper. Crumpet by Gaslight. Although some records had managed to slip through a fair amount of double entendres in earlier decades, as the 1960s gave way to the 1970s, censorship gradually eased even more, to the extent that slang references to sex and drugs and the lyrics and titles of songs became more openly acceptable. Sometimes they were surprisingly overt. A prime example would be Max Romeo's classic Jamaican rocksteady single Wet Dream in 1968, which, in addition to its shy, retiring title, also enthusiastically included slang words such as crumpet and fanny, with a chorus in which the singer repeatedly begged the object of his affection to assume a horizontal position so that he could push it up. There are two stories about Nostradamus' lineage and background. The second is the true one. But such an overwhelming figure was inevitably bound to be given glamorous antecedents. The legend is as follows, and it is important to know of it because many of his contemporaries believed it, and this must of necessity have altered their attitude towards him.